All right, WFMU and the gentleman of Hank Four in the radio studio on this afternoon again, and we have everybody back. This is
on our Three's a Charm tour of WFMU.
Three's a Charm. Foursies coming up next.
Do you guys have any chloroseptic? I'm kind of thirsty.
Don't start that again.
You drank it all last time, Bob. But what's all the invocations of Mark Farner I heard going on in there? What's
Mitch Mitchell died.
Mitch Mitchell died. What does that have to do with Mark Farner, though?
Exactly.
Oh. Bob's got better hair and dance moves than Mark Farner, I will say. Should somebody introduce everybody, please, to the audience?
I'm Bob, the singer of the songs.
He's Bob, the singer
of the songs.
It's like Joe the Plumber.
This is Anthony. To on your left speaker at home.
I think he's on the left speaker.
Guitar one and backing vocals.
Radio speaker left.
We have Chris Portfolio on the bass. At home on your radio speaker number right, Andy Oglesby on the other guitar and additional backing vocals.
All right. Did we forget somebody?
No.
Oh, okay. Chris, we're sorry they almost didn't let you in the building before. You know, Bush is in town and everything, so it's kind of...
He's used to the name Chris just opening doors. Like, who's this? It's Chris.
And we have some problems since, you know, the mayor comes through here and everything. We have to be really careful. And there's a movie being made, I see, going on there. Do we have some background on what's happening? Do we have a title even? Working title? Is it...
It's called Rockation. It's all I ever wanted.
I like that.
Very good. So we hope to see you all on a large screen at some point soon. And Hank Four also played here on the program a couple years back, and then they played on Terry T Show, and then he played South by Southwest, which was a lot of fun, that show, although Bob was a little bit in traction, though, so I'm happy to see you're back in action. Feeling all right?
It's good to be walking again.
That's good. That's great.
For those in the radio audience, Bob blew his knee out, tore his ACL at our show opening for Pierre Steros.
Bob, it's good to see you walking, because you look good when you walk.
Oh, thank you.
And dancing.
Miss, being prone, though. Not having to be upright ever.
You look really good prone.
Our sponsorship from the Rascal Company has come to an end now that Bob is upright.
You should have gone for that B-52s video with Fred Schneider riding around in that Rascal thing. That could have been your video too. I've noticed a lot of publicity shots too with your laying down lately.
I got really tired, so I needed to lay down on the stage and take five because it was getting hot and my leg was getting tired.
That's good.
He's on strike from getting us beers during long instrumental passages.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is spongy and bruised.
I'm spongy and bruised, too, so I can relate
to
that.
Can you say spongy on the air?
Yes,
you
can.
The way you said it.
So I've been enjoying seeing all the latest blog outrage from various Hank Williams fans. In fact, I saw the listing, I think, in Brooklyn Vegan, and in the sub links to other bands, you know, they link to Hank 3, too. So now all the Hank 3 fans... read the Brooklyn Vegan will actually see that you guys exist too. Have you been had any
when
more?
We played Amoeba a year or two ago. I guess there was some outraged Hank Williams fans. There was some Hank Williams fan, and that called up the record store and was like, "That's disrespectful to the memory of the Williams family." And then they started basically like threatening the store and threatening us and saying how they should cancel our appearance at Amoeba. And oh,
okay. They demanded that he demanded the store tell us to change our name, like they had any power.
Well, what happens
if it would be impolite to call those people idiots? But
what happens if a daughter appears in the scene? You guys have been you're going to be outsmarted if there's actually a daughter of the Hank Williams empire.
It's our firm belief that Hank IV. That is us, Hank Four, have as much to do with Hank Williams as Hank the Third.
He's going to be in Grand Funk.
Maybe there can be in head coat tees, head coats kind of thing with the Hank Four where you get the female Hank Four.
We could change our name to Sheldon Four.
Sheldon Four? Okay. We have a lot of listeners in San Francisco, too, so these guys play out there much more often than here. We get to see them about once a year out here, so they've just been on tour with Los Yamarada, after you hear this, but are there any dates coming up in the future after this airs?
We're playing in early Saturday, December 6th, with Mayors and the Traditional Fools, which is Ty Siegel's band, and that's at the El Rio in San Francisco, and they're playing with Wooden Ships in January at the Eagle, Francisco's finest bare leather bar.
Awesome. When do you get to do the tour where you get to play your first album in its entirety? Is that ever going to happen?
We did that. We just played some shows opening for Mission of Burma. Considering that we don't actually have 30 years for the comeback to happen, it's got to happen for us right now, not in 30. So we actually played our first album in its entirety in a different order.
It was a reunion show.
Very good.
Because we hadn't played in like a whole week.
Plus some other songs. You have two albums.
Not the only one that can play that game.
Right.
That was really traumatic too.
Well, the first album is out on Hook or Crook, which you can still get, and also the brand new one is just out now on Silpreeze Records. It's called Refuge in Genre. And it's great. I'm happy to see a photo I took is on your download card. So
yes, it is.
Yeah, Violetta and...
Well, that makes you happy. There's someone else who wasn't so happy about it.
Violetta, who used to play
all the people on the picture.
And then Rich from Psychedelic Blank Blank sort of is on there.
So
and then... If anybody ever gets a chance to see the stand-up comedy stylings of Rich from Psychedelic...
Mark Farner.
Well, Anthony, we should ask you about Talent Moat, which is sort of a boutique label of sorts that you've been putting together. Is there anything?
Chris, the bass player here, and I we've been running a comedy series out of a small club, the Hemlock Tavern in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And we have basically several years worth of recordings. We started up a comedy label called Talent Moat. And we put out the Bucky Sinister CD last year, and he's coming to New York. He's here. He'll be doing a reading, I think, on Monday somewhere in the Lower East Side. And then we're hard at work on the Brent Weinbach album, the new Brent Weinbach.
It's going to be like the heart of darkness.
Is there a site for Talent Moat, Anthony?
Pardon?
Is there a site for Talent Moat?
Talentmoat.com.
Okay. And you guys have a MySpace page as well and all that. And there's hank4.com. There's all kinds of multi-layered visiting areas. And we should also mention, too, Bob was in the famed Denver hardcore band Bumcon, and they just put out a reissue of, is it all just everything? Singles, album, everything?
No, it's just all the tracks we recorded when we did that first single.
Okay.
And the tape was lost forever and was found when the label Smooch was putting together the Denver punk rock singles collection. They found all those 20 songs that everyone had forgotten about. And
cool, and that's out new too.
That's out now. It's a split release with Smooch and Maximum Rock and Roll.
All right. So check that out. Revisit some great Denver history. And anything else anybody wants to mention?
Just a shout out to the rest of the Power Tuesday lineup. Best Show Nation.
And Terry T.
Evan Funk Davies. Terry T.
All right.
Thanks to FMU for having us on the South by Southwest
and show. And congratulations on the new mayor of Newbridge.
Oh, yeah. Philly boy, congratulations.
This one's for you. It's called Celebrity Virgin.